just be here tonight?
Yes. Yes.
I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah.
It's not fun to preach when you just got one or two. Been there, done that. I know what I'm talking about. Yeah. I'm glad God's good. God's met my needs. He's been good to me. Yesterday was August 15th. I got saved August 15th, 1976.
Amen.
We stepped back 47 years from yesterday.
Yeah.
God has saved my soul. Started out by me meeting a girl that was in church, and I met her on a blind date, and I didn't know nothing about a church. I was raised in a Lutheran church, and all I knew is what I'd been taught as a Lutheran. And I met her, and God just put us together, and things worked out where we got married, and then God took, and I made a profession to get saved because I asked her to marry me, and she said, "Well, we can't get married because you're not saved." And my dad, he won't have that, because you know you can't, unsaved person and a lost person shouldn't be married because it don't work out. But anyway, I said, "Well, I can take care of that. You know, I can take care of that." So I went down. Y'all heard me this before, but God laid this on my heart. And I went down and made a profession to be saved. And all it was words. It wasn't nothing from the heart. It didn't come out, you know. So I said I got saved. And so we got married. And then after we got married, the church that her daddy pastored, it split up. And we got out of church because I didn't want to go to church. I was lost. And we moved in this house. We had Tina, my oldest girl, and we got married in April. I met her in December of 74. We got married in 75, April the 27th. And then Tina was born the next April the 12th. And then, you know, we got out of church. Her daddy, he wouldn't talk to us about going to church and stuff. But, you know, I didn't have no desire, you know. Don't understand people. You know, you don't have no desire. I'd be checking up on my heart.
Right.
Something wrong with somebody's heart. But I didn't have no desire. I didn't want to go to church. Didn't want nothing to do with church. So we was at home one Sunday, and you heard me tell, I was an introvert, still am in ways, but God's brought me out of a lot of it. And I was just backward. Didn't like to talk to people. So I worked third shift. And she told me, she said, "Now I get a lot of this wrong when I get in cars." She said, "Well, you left this out. I can't remember everything." But her sister was going to another church, going out here to New Testament on our state road. Bobby Utley was the pastor. And they come out, and she told me right before they come, about an hour or so before they come, she said, "Oh, yeah, this preacher's coming out to visit." Well, I said, "I'm going to bed." I didn't want to talk to him. I didn't want nothing to do with him. So I went and got to bed, and about that time they come in, here she comes getting me up, and boy, I was mad. And I sat over in a chair, and I didn't talk a whole lot anyway, and I just sat there and listened, and that preacher told me after he left, and this other boy, he said, I told Wes, he said, "If you can get her to come to church, he'll come to church, because he's henpecked." That's what he said. I was henpecked. No, I didn't want him to be there. I didn't want to talk to him. But you know, God worked through that thing, and God, we started going around. I wanted to make her happy, so we'd go visit churches, and I would slide down in the seat, you know, or kind of not pay no attention. And I'd say, "Well, I don't want to go back to that church. Them people sit on the same." I'd see somebody. I said, "They sit on the same bar stool I sit on," and I didn't want to go to that church, and just all the time. And then on August 15th, I never forget that day. We were sitting over at Temple Baptist Church down in Kannapolis. That was about 20 minutes away from where we went to church, where we went over and I got saved. And we was down there, and it was 10 minutes till 7, and there wasn't nobody at that church. I said, "What kind of church is this? There ain't nobody coming to this church. Where are they all at?" And she said, "Well, let's go over to where my sister goes." Now, it was 10 minutes till 7. God held the son's deal for Moses. We rode all the way from there, like 20 minutes, all the way out to that church. And we got there, and there's people standing outside. And I said, what are they doing? The church ain't started. I thought, what kind of church is this one now? So we went in. I was brave, because I was an introvert, We'd go to a service station. I'd make Pat go find out where the restroom was before I'd go in, because I didn't want to ask. So I told her, I said, well, you're going in first. I ain't going in, everybody look at me. So she walks into church, and I'm right behind her. I just kept behind her so they couldn't see me. And you know what the funny thing is? Walked in that church, and it was 10 minutes till when we left over. It was a good 20-minute ride. We got over there, and I walked in that church, and I was just kind of looking around. And there's people outside, to invite, shake their hand. We went in, and I looked back over my head, and the clock on the wall was 10 minutes till 7. Now, we rode 20 minutes to get there, and it was 10 minutes till 7. Why did that happen? Because the Holy Ghost had my name, and he was coming after me that night. And I went into that church, and that man of God preached the word, and he preached, and I just told Pat, I wanted to start drinking, and I started again, and I started back drinking, and I said, well, it ain't going to hurt me just to drink one beer just to be sociable with my brother. And that man of God preached, that old finger come out. He said, you said it won't hurt you to be sociable and drink one beer. He said the same words that I told her. And that was God. That's how God worked. I thought, who told him that? God told him that. And God speaks through his man and uses his man to preach the word of God. And that night God come in that place, and boy, I slid down in that seat, and I thought, oh my, and God was starting dealing with my heart. And I thought I was saved, and all I could say as God was speaking to me is, I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to go to hell. And he was dealing in my heart, and he was moving upon me. And I said that, and about that time he gave an altar call and saying, just as I am, never forget it, preacher, just as I am. And I come down to that altar. I got out the fifth seat back on this side, sitting on the edge, and I come down and knelt down on the right side over here, and I got down, buddy. I was trembling from one end to the other, and the deacon got down beside of me. He said, you want to get saved, or you just want to get right or rededicate your life? I said, yeah, dedicate my life. Oh, thank God, I give my life to Jesus Christ that night. He come into my heart and took away, washed me for clean and whiter than snow. And I tell you what, when I got up from that place, I was saved, born again by the blood of Jesus Christ. And he made a difference in my life. He changed me from a guy who's wanting to drink to a guy who couldn't get away from the Word of God and loved the Word of God and wanted to hear, wanted to pray and talk to the Lord. Thank God, I'm glad that night he got a hold of my heart. And it's been 47 years. And you tell me, oh, I'm tired of going to church. Ain't something wrong in your life when you're tired of going to church and you give up and you don't want to go no more. Ain't something wrong. You need to get your heart right with God. Get saved or something. Because I'm telling you what, for 47 years, Larry, God has been in my heart and walked with me and talked with me. And he's led me down that road. It's not all been good. It's been a warfare. It's been a battle. He tells you it's a warfare. And I've fought that battle. And I've fought that battle. And I'm looking to go home now to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And my life changed so much, so drastically. I didn't know I got saved. I thought I was already saved. But buddy, by the end of the week, that was on Sunday night. By the end of the week, I had changed so much. And my wife noticed that she wasn't right with her. And she thought, well, she ain't even saved. She realized she wasn't saved. And then God saved her in December. And we both got baptized. And thank God we've been living for God ever since. Amen. Don't tell me it's a hard road. I know it's a hard road. But I'll tell you what, it's a good road. That's the only right. Oh, gosh, right. I'm glad Jesus come into my life. I wouldn't want to live. I don't see how anybody can live in this world and walk today and not be saved and born again. My goodness, I couldn't take it. I'd be worried to death about all the things going on. But I don't have to worry. I've read the last chapter in the Bible, and I know I'm on the winning side. Hallelujah. I'm glad going to get out of here. He's up there waiting. Thank God. Hallelujah. Going to get out of here one day. I tell you what, I can't wait to get out of here. I wanted to read a verse. It says, for he saith in 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2, for he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in a day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. And that's what he said to me that day. And God saved me and cleaned me up. Thank God, I'm glad Jesus Christ made all the difference. He makes the difference in your life. You ain't going to want to go out and do wicked things and do all this. Oh, the old flesh liked it. Flesh wanted to do things. But I'm telling you what, the Holy Ghost was more powerful than the flesh. You trust Jesus Christ and lean on Him. When there's nothing else to lean on Jesus.
Amen.
I'm glad I'm saved. I tell you, you say, well, I've heard you say that, and say, you'll hear me from now on till I die.
Amen.
That's all I got, preacher. I got it to my testimony. That's my testimony. If I lose my testimony, I don't have nothing. You got to have your testimony. I tell you what, I'm glad Jesus saved me. I'm glad I can take you to the very spot. Last year on my birthday, my spiritual birthday, they invited me over there to where I got saved. At they was having a meeting for a preacher. Bobby was leaving the ministry. Well, he wasn't leaving the ministry. He was just retiring from that church, and they had me over there, and they told me to give him a testimony. Preacher, I got down in the spot. I got saved. Hallelujah. I got down the spot. I got saved. The Holy Ghost come into my life. I could take it to the very seat. I could take it to the very spot. Thank God. You say, well, I can't do all that. But that don't make you not saved. If you give your heart and life to Jesus Christ and He's inside of you, you're saved and born again. But I don't know where you are or not. You don't know after all me telling you this. You don't know if I am. But God knows. And I tell you what, if I ain't in heaven, you ain't going to be there. Thank God, because I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that Jesus Christ is my Savior. I know there's no way. Hey, I can, like they say, I can swing out over a hell on a rotten corn stalk, and I ain't going to fall in. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm